Okay, moving right along to item number 10, the enforcement report. Mr. Briggs?
This is our usual enforcement report with our, there's a pretty long list of notices of violation on the blue part of the report. And then we have our spreadsheet with the information from the enforcement database known as CWIX. And we'll take any questions and try to answer them.
You know, we do have an awfully long list of notices of violation. I'm just kind of curious. I don't think I've seen so many on an enforcement report before. Is there some reason for that?
Well, it was I think most of them were from a round of notices of violation for agricultural facilities. Isn't that right, Harvey? And, you know, it doesn't say if there was one issue that kind of triggered these, but do you recall what that, if there is a one issue?
Harvey Packard, Enforcement Coordinator. Unfortunately, I do not, and I just asked Lisa, and she's not aware of it either. It's a lot of nurseries, so there's probably some common...
A lot of vineyards, too.
Yeah. Well, perhaps Monica happened to know in the back, or Corinne, but I'm not aware.
Perhaps you could check in with staff down at the office and maybe get back to us later.
We might be able to find out today. Yeah. They're talking with some folks back there at the moment. But
I mean, were these just simply not filing reports, or?
My guess is there's something that triggered that. So, for example, with the stormwater program, when we don't get the annual report, we usually have a long list like this.
Right.
Right. The first five or six are not included in that group, and then the rest of them, I believe, are all the same issue.
Okay. Four, five.
So we'll try to find that out. We will find that out and get it back to you.
Okay. All right, Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, just a point of clarification on page 18 of the chart, the report, the white stuff. Says at the bottom there, Seaside County SD. What is that exactly? I'm not sure what that means. What's Seaside County?
Seaside County Sanitary District. It's the collection system violation, and I'm not sure why it's called Seaside County. It's that okay. Collection system's run by the city of Seaside.
Yeah.
For some reason, it came out in the report as that okay. name. But, yeah, that's that just, city yeah. of Seaside.
Thank you.
Any other board questions or comments on the enforcement report? Okay,